All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. I am Tom, alcoholic. This is the Social Podcast Network. Find all of our podcasts at www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Podcast is also brought to you by The Nook. 7 days a week, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Amazing food, amazing folks. Painter's Mill, just off of Cave Neck Road. Look for the tent. Well, Tuesday. Hope everyone's having a great day. Hope everyone had a great Monday. I did. I think. Pretty sure. Did a fun podcast yesterday with my friend Tiffany, The Full Send. And we read some tarot cards. Tarot cards. T-A-R-O-T cards, tarot. And it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun kind of learning about it. And it's a whole thing. You know, you have to shuffle them the right way. Actually, you know, Tiffany, she's so funny. She bought the cards over at Browseabout. She bought a book to kind of explain the cards. And then brought them to the podcast. And then we tried to figure it out on air. And it was fun. But there's a lot to this thing. I mean, even, you know, a special cloth or bag or something safe to carry the cards in. Then you have to shuffle the cards and you have to distribute the cards. And when you read the cards, what I was so hung up on was because when you read the cards, and I was watching a video this morning on just how to shuffle them and, you know, and the lady goes, and I read reverses, so basically, she kind of put them all in the middle of a table and just kind of, you know, gently shuffled them. You really have to pay a lot of respect to these cards. These cards are very important. And I get it. They're really cool. But you gently, you know, you stir them up and then you put them together and then you kind of do a side shuffle. And that kind of answered one of the big questions I had yesterday was, you know, do they keep them all right side up or do you mix them? Because when you pick your cards, if you pick a card and you lay them in front of you and one of them is upside down, there's a reading for the reverse of the card. So apparently some people don't read the reverse. It doesn't matter if it's upside down or not. It's the whole thing. But the part that, you know, that I love about that, you know, I used to have a friend, my friend Talon, when we lived out in San Diego, lived out in Mira Mesa. He's passed away. Due to complications from whatever we were doing, whether it was drinking or drugging, he got it, you know, it affected him and he passed away. He was on dialysis. Good guy. Great, great guy. Good friend of mine. But he was really into that stuff. And of course, we were on speed and meth and, you know, tweaking. So anything is interesting in that case. But he was really into it. And every time I'd go over to his house, he had long tube can and you dump it out and it was all these sticks and you pick a stick and it had a number. It was a thing. And I'd always be like, oh, whatever, you know. But, you know, the conversation that Tiffany and I had yesterday was really about surrender. And it's the theme of all of this for me, surrendering. You know, I was watching, we watched this show called Mom. And it's, I forget her name. Allison Janney, maybe that's it. But she was on the West Wing. And then the premise of the show is like a mother and her daughter, and they're both in recovery, and they go to a meeting, and they have a bunch of friends from the meeting that's part of the show. And they found, I guess it was her brother, and he was, you know, using, and they picked him up out of jail, and they said, listen, let's go to a meeting. And he goes, I'm not interested in any meetings. And they're like, why not? And he goes, well, I'm just not into that God thing. I mean, that's where all the great stuff happens, right? The God thing.
The gift.
Work ourselves. those fingers to the bone. Suck the marrow, drain my soul. Pay your dues and your debts. Pay your respects. Everybody tells you you pay for what you get. You pay for what you get. Somebody asked me how she's doing, as she really lost her mind. I said her daughter couldn't tell you I've lost mine.
Yeah, I get that. I know how you feel, Dave. Well, I think that God thing is an interesting subject. And I get it. I absolutely get the God thing. But I also have to take a look at how much work I put into this relationship with God. Because my relationship up until, you know, getting sober and even into getting sober was shaky. It was actually non-existent. Because as I grew up and was involved with church, and my parents were not into church. They didn't hate it. They didn't love it. We just didn't go. We were Christmas, Easter churchgoers, right? But it was always like, you know, if I had a problem, I should pray to God about it. If there was something I wanted, I should pray to God about it. And I don't know if my parents said that specifically or if it's just how I took it. I'm sure it was just how I took it because my parents never really had a relationship with God either. So I'm not sure that they would have been the greatest advisors on how to build a relationship with God. And I'm not religious. I'm not. But getting sober and working a program and working with the sponsor and working with others and just sticking around and just going through the motions, it started to kind of understand. And one of the, I remember, and I think this probably happens with a lot of people, is trying to figure out what a spiritual relationship is, a relationship with the higher power. What is that? And I think it's in the appendix of the big book. Is that the right word, appendix? It sounds like an organ. But whatever, the pre and the of the book, and it talks... No, it's actually at the end of the book, and it talks about a relationship with a higher power. And in so many words, or what I took from it, is compare your relationship with a higher power to the day you walked in and compare it to how you feel about it today. And if I've opened my mind or if I've even made an attempt, it's got to be better than the day that I walked in. And the relationship with the higher power has always been based on my ability to surrender and try to accept a program, try to accept what other people who have come before me are trying to teach me or show me. And that is that it's not as much about the outcome as it is for me the attempt. And then words like rightly start showing up. And over time, I start to kind of learn maybe what an appropriate relationship with the higher power might look like compared to the relationship with the higher power that I thought that I had, which was, hey, I got a problem. Dear God, fix my problem. Hey, I need money. Dear God, send me money. And I've said it before that Santa and God were pretty much at the same place. But if I go all in, right, if I'm all in with God, what does that even look like? Do I have to change my clothes and dress differently and be kind and carry a Bible? Do I have to get, like, I remember I was at a, I went to a New Life. It was a rehab, sort of. I don't even know what it was, but it was like a bunch of old guys living in a, on a farm down in New Mexico, and they decided they would start letting young people in to get better, and I was one of their very first candidates, I guess you could say. And I remember the guys would talk and speak in tongues, and I was like, oh my God, what the fuck is that all about? And I remember, because it was very religion, Christian-based program, so a lot of church, a lot of, you know, Bible studies, and somebody got me a gift, gave me my own Bible with my name on it. So now I got to carry that around? Is that what a relationship with a higher power or a relationship with God means? Is that now I'm carrying a Bible? And, you know, my imagination goes everywhere. And I don't want to do that. I still want to behave badly, and I still want to, you know, be a knucklehead. Well, God doesn't want that. So what I've decided, or what I had decided, was that a relationship with God was not for me. But over the years, I've learned, and I don't know if it's just time. You know, I'd like to think it's my path in sobriety, but I personally think it's just time. I mean, 52, the light starts to, it's not dimming, but, you know, I might have to squint more or something. But at this point in my life, and I've shared this before, I learned all this, I felt like, really through running. The suffering. And then I look at, like, the story of Jesus, I don't really know it well, but I know at the end he suffered for our sins. They, you know, he was the ultimate sacrifice, right? I thought he just got nailed to a cross. I didn't get it. But today it's really about, and it was great with the cards, you know, because I'm open. I'm open. What the hell was that? I'm open to new ideas. And the new idea is that I am not the most important person in the room. I'm not the be-all, end-all. I'm the last one. And if I want to pick and fight on every turn when it comes to a relationship with God, I'm just not ready. I'm not ready. You can't have this and not have that. And when I say this, I don't even really know what this is. I know that it's on days seems really great, and there's days that it's very crazy. But that's going to come and that's going to happen. It's like a relationship with anything, a relationship with weather. It's constantly changing. Am I open to what I get on a daily basis? And that's really what, for me, the surrendering. And it's like everything in life. You know, if you walk up to, if you're standing in, like, we've been watching this, The Queen's Gambit on Netflix, which is, it's really good. But at one point she walks into the cafeteria and all the girls look at her and, you know, look down their nose at her, and she ends up at a table by herself. And that's fine. But at some point in my life, I decide that I want to say, hey, can I sit with you? And I know that's a teenage thing, and life's a lot different then, and it's easy, you know, to put adult thinking into the past, but it's really that simple. It's a decision that I've made. I surrender to what people think. I surrender to my anxiety, to my self-centered fear, and I put out my hand and I say, how you doing? And it's kind of the same thing with the relationship with God. If you want to pick all the things, like it says in the Bible, from the past about, you know, killing children and slavery and I don't know, whatever, women aren't supposed to, I don't know. I've never really read it. It's not really important, honestly, to me. The important thing that I've learned through all of this is that I have to surrender. And I see it. I mean, I'm tested by it every day as I get older. And we were watching TV last night and something came on and I said, oh, that's a bunch of bullshit. I sounded just like my freaking father. And I guess it's just natural that over the years we eventually evolve into something a little bit more cynical. We've seen it all. We know it all. We're less open to surrender. We've been around a long time. Damn it. We know what's up. And I'm going to tell you. Or I can make the choice to not make it a point to tell you, surrender that, and just sit back and just enjoy the serenity that I have found. That's great. I mean, that is a gift. That's what I hope for. I mean, in a perfect world, that's what it looks like. But we don't live in a perfect world. And on a daily basis, my life is not perfect. That's why the sun comes up and down, I think. Can you imagine if the sun never went down? We just lived in this one long day. Oh, my God. Fucked up would that be? So Tiffany bringing the tarot cards yesterday, and we have a blast. I mean, you know, her and I we just have a lot of fun. We laugh and just enjoy a good chat. But she brought the cards, and she wanted to give me a reading, a three-card pull. And I'm like, yes. So have you ever met the guy that wants to debunk everything? It's like going to a magic show and constantly trying to figure out. Oh, I see what he did there. I see that's not magic. That's not magic. Or just shut your fucking mouth and just enjoy the magician's art, right? And that's how I felt about these tarot cards. I'm like, yes, Tiffany was so excited. I'm like, I'm ready. I'm open. And I actually do. I do quite a bit of surrender. And so it's, you know, I love the idea. And we flipped the cards and she did her reading and it was just great. I think the Four of Swords? And it just talked about like the past and the shit that I've done. And, you know, it's easy. You can find something and relate it to. And listen, if you're making money reading tarot cards, you know, you can... you can prey on some sad people, I suppose. But the card, you know, was the Four of Swords, and it just talked about my past, and it this was perfect. And then the present, I think, was what was it? I took a picture of it. Where is it? Okay, so the past was the Four of Swords. No, the Five of Swords. The present was the Four of Swords. And what I took from the Four of Swords, I think, and if I'm saying that wrong, forgive me, but it was basically a Four with Swords. But it talks about how we surrender and we put the swords away and we, you know, we're tired of fighting. And that's how I feel today. That reading yesterday, because I'm open to the thought and excited and I love just to think about things. I mean, and that made a lot of sense to me because at this point, at 52 years old, I'm just tired of fighting. And I don't mean, you know, fist fighting. I mean, like, you know, trying to make the most money, trying to be the most popular, trying to have the most friends or whatever it is that we fight for. I'm just tired of it. And being tired of it and ready, really giving up the fight has allowed me to enjoy what the last card was, which was, oh shit, I can't. Ace of Cups. Apparently this is a very big deal card. And I can't really remember exactly what the reading was, but in the end it just talked about, you know, from the fact that I've given up this fight and I'm surrendering, I'm really reaping the benefits. And that doesn't come in the form of money or fame or friends. It comes in the form of serenity, of peace. Chill. And I loved it. And we had such a good time, and we talked so much about the cards and the readings and just how I think we're both kind of at that same spot. Redefining what's important for us. Redefining what's important for me. Peace and serenity is what it is. And it comes from surrender. It's pretty freaking cool, man. Yeah, check out that podcast if you want. It's pretty funny. Full Send, TNT, with Social Podcast Network. All right, let's maybe do a reading. I think to kind of wrap that whole thing up. Listen, if you're struggling with the relationship with a higher power, you know, figure out the parts you don't like and work it out. You know, let go and let God. Turn it over. Listen, I have an amazing relationship with the higher power, and I do not do anything perfectly. I struggle in and out, but I know my role in the relationship. And usually when my life is getting a little crazy, it's that I've lost the role in the relationship. And it is funny because there's been times where, you know, I went back out and there was a zero relationship. All right, that's all I'm going to say about that. It's good stuff. I guess the point is just surrender, man. Have a surrender and enjoy some serenity. Surrender and enjoy. Ooh, November 24th. A universal search. Okay, I'm going to try not to screw this up. All right, November 24th. A universal search. Be quick to see where religious people are right. Make use of what they offer. Oh. I do not claim to have all the answers in spiritual matters, any more than I claim to have all the answers about alcoholism. There are others who are also engaged in the spiritual search. If I keep an open mind about what others have to say, I have much to gain. My sobriety is greatly enriched, and my practice of the 11th step more fruitful when I use both literature and practices of my Judo-Christian tradition and the resources of other religions. Thus, I receive support from many sources in staying away from the first drink. I'm always amazed at how these things just all go together. I don't read this. The daily reflections I read, I don't read it. I read it with you. I have no idea. I just kind of share. I was laying in bed last night, and I kept thinking about this God thing and how many people miss being involved in an amazing program, an amazing life of sobriety, an amazing life of serenity, all because of the God thing. And what a shame. And it says it right here. It says, I do not claim to have all the answers in spiritual matters, any more than I claim to have all the answers about alcoholism. There are others who are also engaged in a spiritual search. If I keep an open mind, which means if I surrender about what others have to say, I have much to gain. There it is. There it is. I mean, it's Tiffany and I were talking about it yesterday. She's like, you should write a book. And I go, I would. I'd love to. The problem is it would be about one page and it would say surrender. And that would be the... you know, the gist of it, because how many freaking other ways do you have to say you have to surrender? Have you ever seen a fight? Have you ever witnessed a fight? You know, if you're at a fight, you don't fucking run into the fight. You're like, hey, I ain't getting involved in that shit. let's get the fuck out of here. I'm not only am I surrendering, but I'm escaping, evacuating. Well, life is like that fight. Life is like that fucking fight on the sidewalk outside the bar. Do you want to get into it? Or do you want to just be like, hey? Now, of course, if somebody's getting hurt or something, maybe you want to, I don't, you know, it's a metaphor. But the point is that, do you want to get in the fight? I mean, I was in the fight for a long time, finding my place, my spot. But life's tough, man. Life will keep beating you. And it doesn't always come in the form of stitches and, you know, broken cars and broken bones. It comes in the form of a broken heart or hurt feelings or lost friendships. You know, the fight has many faces. And I fought it a long time. And I fought it even in sobriety, fighting to keep my spot. But I don't fit in anymore. And I'm tired of fighting. Surrender. And I'm reaping the benefits. Have a great day.
Words, words, words. Have you heard a bird in hand is much better than and in number free to wander. Fly away, stay. You pay for what you get. You pay for what you get. Everybody asks me how she's doing. It's really all she says. Everybody asks me how she's doing since she went away. I say that I couldn't tell why. Yeah.